Let's talk about some of the new and really exciting treatments coming into ALL, beginning HAEGOP with blinatumomab.
So there are several kinds of monoclonal antibodies that have been used in ALL. The first kind are the unconjugated, such as rituximab and now ofatumumab, and they show efficacy in Burkitt leukemia and the pre-B-ALL. Then you have the conjugated monoclonal antibodies, and they come in different varieties. So there's inotuzumab conjugated to calicheamicin, the moxetumomab, which is conjugated to Pseudomonas toxin. And then you have this unique blinatumomab, which is a biallelic monoclonal antibody, which catches the killer T cell, brings it in proximity to the CD19 leukemia cell, and that's the way it kills it. And I think this is, I can't recall of another example of immune therapy killing bulky disease and achieving such high complete remission rates. I think this is the proof of concept of the efficacy of the patient's immune system in killing cells. Of course, CAR T cells are similar immune-mediated strategy that has a very high complete response rates. So blinatumomab was originally developed in Germany, and the original studies were with lymphoma. And what they found is that the short infusions were not working, so then they went to a 4-week continuous infusion every 6 weeks, and then they shifted to a development in acute lymphocytic leukemia. And thankfully, the results were quite positive, with marrow complete response rates in the range of 40% to 50%, durability of those responses for about 7 to 9 months, and an average survival of about 12 months. And many patients were able to go to an allogeneic stem cell transplant. So this is a highly effective drug. It does have issues with the delivery of the drug, with the possibility of what looks like a cytokine release syndrome causing fever, tremors, mental changes, occasional seizures. And the question is, how do we fit it into both our salvage and frontline therapies? I think it's a highly effective salvage therapy. It's there, it's FDA approved. And what I'd like to see is more of the combined strategy, sequencing chemotherapy followed by blinatumomab in both the salvage and frontline setting.